Perhaps you have read of Father Gregory Boyle, S.J. Boyle has been leading, in Los Angeles for 30 years, dedicated to Homeboy Industries, the largest gang intervention, rehabilitation, and reentry program in the world. In his two books, he frequently introduces the homies, as he and they refer to them, by referencing aspects of their appearance, as you or I might first meet them. For instance, he introduces Ramiro as a gang member fresh out of prison with a long record who had F the world tattooed on his forehead. And as you might imagine, it wasn't just the letter F. In the preface to his first book, Tattoos on the Heart, Boyle explains where he got the title. Once, after dealing with a particularly exasperating homie named Sharky, I switch my strategy and decide to catch him in the act of doing the right thing. I can see I have been too harsh and exacting with him, and he is, after all, trying the best he can. I tell him how heroic he is, and how the courage he now exhibits in transforming his life far surpasses the hollow bravery of his barrio past. I tell him that he is a giant among men. I mean it. Sharky seems to be thrown off balance by all this and silently stares at me. Then he says, "Damn, G, I'm going to tattoo that on my heart." The story is lesson enough for me. Catch people doing great things. Boyle, though, is also playing with contrast. The tattoo is a visible way a gang member, or two of my three children for that matter, tells a story about themselves, paints their canvas. The canvas has a life of its own, gets interpreted by others. I know, for instance, that I at times and many of my generation scratch our heads or sit in judgment. Boyle's contrast, or should I say Sharky's contrast, though, goes beyond appearances and surfaces, expressions and misunderstandings, goes deep. Encourage the heart, Kouzes and Posner prescribe in one of their five practices of exemplary leaders. Maybe leaders don't just encourage the heart, but tattoo the heart. All our hearts long to be seen, to be valued, to be appreciated for who we are and for the effort we put out. Sharky said, "I'm going to tattoo that on my heart." Whose good efforts, good work, good self will afford you a wonderful opportunity today to lead with your best self? As a footnote, I highly recommend Boyle's two books. His first one, again called Tattoos on the Heart, is wonderful, and the second, Barking to the Choir, perhaps even more powerful. I would encourage you to get them on Audible Books because Boyle reads them in his own voice, complete with accents, well-timed jokes, and deep emotional content. If you happen to be a Christian or you happen to be religious, you'll find these extremely powerful, but I think you'll find them enormously motivating, no matter your attitude toward religion and spirituality.